Hello and welcome to Law & Order S Review here on Fanversation. I'm Yael Teagle. That's Taylor Gates. Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
Hello. Today we're discussing Season 6, Episode 18, Pure. Before we jump into it, if you need to talk to Rain, if you are assaulted, if you need help, please reach out. Their number is 1-800-656-4673. Taylor, what does 4673 spell?
It spells hope.
It does spell hope. If this is your first time on the S Review podcast, welcome. Consider this your content warning. This episode, some shit happens, and I guarantee Taylor might say something offensive. I will definitely.
For sure, me. For sure, I'm the culprit.
So consider this your content warning. Sometimes the show talks about serious issues, and we on the S Review podcast don't. I mean, we do talk about serious issues, just not in a serious way, usually.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we jump into Season 6, Episode 18, Pure, Taylor, what did you think of this episode? I know you don't remember it before rewatch.
What an experience. What a ride. I'm, like, not someone who loves, like, psychic media.
Okay.
I just think it's, like, kind of boring. Like, it's just not for me, but like, love that this one has some twists and turns for sure. Just a really wacky ride, truly. But I enjoyed it. Like, these are some bangers that we're hitting in these earlier seasons. I have a lot of lines, let's put it that way.
Well, I'm so glad. I love this episode. It's one of my favorites. I think it is a performance from Martin Short that you've never seen before. You will never see again. Although at the end, when Stabler's like, they're going to try to extradite. He's like, I'm keeping you here, which, friends, there's an opening for him to return.
Yeah. And I, for one, would like to see it.
I love this episode. I love it for, aside from Martin Short's performance, this episode has Taylor Spreitler, who's a friend of mine, in her first episode. Her second episode is Friending Emily. She again plays the sister of the victim. Yeah,
she literally is so annoying in all of them. Like, sorry, girly. Like, love her as an actress. I guess get her in some other stuff. I think she's wonderful. But I'm like, you're so obnoxious. It's ridiculous. Like,
I just absolutely love that in this one she's the annoying little sister, and in Friending Emily she's the annoying big sister.
Yeah. Like, typecast.
It's great. So I love that she's in this. I love that it's Martin Short. I love the sister Peg element of it, in that in his twisted mind, because she's a nun, she's a virgin. And I love that this episode, hilariously, just like Chameleon, which we talked about last time, the baby is stolen.
I literally wrote that in my notes. I said, another baby stealer.
I love it. You know what's funny? I don't like children. Everyone who's ever seen me on any podcast knows this, but I do love the idea of baby stealing.
We like accidentally did a baby stealing marathon by unintentionally.
Yeah, so silly. We thank you, people who are live in our chat. Alexa is here. Alexa's fun episode, totally. Also, Stronger Alarmy, who says here to support but didn't watch the episode.
Where have you been?
Season six.
I don't care what you watch, as long as you watch this. Don't watch.
I just meant in general. This is season six. Where have you been?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she just didn't rewatch it.
Sure.
But if you haven't seen it, like, again, I don't care. Like, as long as you watch our podcast, it's fine. Never watch the rest of you in your life if you don't want. As long as you're tuning into this.
I appreciate the thought of joining us, having not seen the episode. But I hope at some point you go back and watch it, because it's a very fun one. Although we're revealing all of the twists here. I remember deciding I wanted to do this episode, and I was like, oh, we're gonna have such a great discussion about the concept of virginity and this social, like, construct of what that means. And then as I rewatched it, I was like, oh, it's even more interesting because it actually goes into a whole other thing about reading people and all of that information. And I will say this, for anyone who's interested in cold reading or FACS, which is facial action coding system, which is micro expressions, and you don't want to read, here are two places you could look. One is an episode of Leverage, the original series on IMDb TV. Nope, Freevee. That's what it's called now. Amazon with commercials. The Leverage episode is called The Future Job. That one has a psychic and goes into how psychics read people. And the other part is, if you want like a really in-depth knowledge, there was a show called Lie to Me. It was short-lived. It was very, very good. And it was literally based on this concept of micro-expressions. So two fictional television shows to educate you, because that's what I'm all about.
There you go.
Look, SVU teaches us a lot, and so do other shows.
It's true.
Yeah. I know you're not a fan of psychics in TV or in general.
Like, in TV. Like, I just feel like psychic character, it's just not, it's just so, I don't know why, I guess. I'm, like, trying to pinpoint why that is. It's just not for me. Like, in general, that's cool. I would go to a psychic in real life. I think that would be fun. But in terms of TV, I'm just like, wow. It's just so, because they always, here's the thing. I also think it's, they always do it like they do in this episode, where they make them the most annoying person and they make everyone be so annoyed with them. And I'm just like, I'm so bored. And like, Elliot's reaction to him is so ridiculous and overblown, and it was just so obnoxious to me. I was like, get to actually what we're doing, because the idea, it's just like always such a debate, and it's a debate I'm just bored of, frankly. I believe in psychics too, kind of, like certain, I really do, like, I don't know, but the way that they portray them in media is always such a boring stereotype for me. And I'm like, I don't care about this debate. Like, Elliot's never going to believe in a psychic. He's a hardcore Catholic and has that severe anger issues. But also, this guy is annoying, like, period. So I'm just annoyed with everybody involved. That was a big tangent, but it's just, I just don't like them. I don't like them.
You and I are literal opposites.
Yeah.
In that I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe in a lot of spirituality, mysticism, whatever. I love a fictional psychic in a non-sci-fi show, right? So like, if I know, for example, on SVU, which is grounded 100% in reality, there is no way they're going to have an actual psychic. And therefore, I love it because it's so interesting to see how things are revealed, I guess.
And that's funny though, because I think that I'm the opposite. Like, if it's a show that's like supernatural and like this, there's someone in it who has premonitions or vision, like, I'm cool, I'm fine with that. But if it's grounded in reality like this, I'm like, shut up. Like, I'm so irritated with all of you guys.
So funny.
Yeah, we have the exact opposite views on that. That's hilarious.
I love that because I think you're right. I mean, like, the way Valentine and Stabler go head to head is so stupid.
We knew it was coming. We knew it was never going to get resolved. I just saw it coming. I wasn't surprised. I was like, okay, we're going to sit through this now 8 times. We get it. You hate each other. We get it. I'm so annoyed.
I want to talk about a few of Valentine's psychic moments. So when he was doing the reading over the clothing, and he's just like fondling the lacy underwear, I was like, ma'am, first of all, why does your teenager daughter have just full lace underwear?
Yeah. Good question. That mom is so interesting to me. Like, oh no.
Let's talk about the mom. Because yeah. When the call comes at the beginning and she's like, is this one of your friends? Are you fucking kidding? What kind of, that's, where's the joke? Explain the joke. What's okay. funny about that?
Here's the thing. A teenage boy would absolutely do that and think it's funny, though, unfortunately. But I want to talk about The Voice, okay? The Voice, it was giving. I was like, I have to, because it's so specific, but I figured it out. I've cracked what it sounds like, okay? Scream, guy over the phone and scream, meets Donald Trump.
Yes.
It is that. I was like, this is such a bizarre experience to listen to. But that's exactly what it's giving. Like, they blended those two together. I wouldn't be surprised if they just blended those two together. And that's what they came up with.
I think that is a very accurate description.
Thank you.
Disturbingly accurate description. I remember upon first viewing, being confused about The Voice because they were like, that's your voice. And I was like, I know what Martin Short sounds like, and he never sounds like that. And so I very much appreciate the very, very end where he does it so that you can see that it's him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would have never gotten it. Also, I think that this time I realized he says that she was taken by someone with brown eyes and blue eyes. And I was like, does Martin Short have whatever that's called, where you have different colored eyes? And I like went into a deep dive. He has blue eyes. His wife, the woman who plays his wife, has brown eyes. That's what he's referencing.
Interesting.
No. Yeah. Little things. Alexa in the chat says the little sister is more helpful in Grown Up than the mom.
100%. Yes. But like that opening scene with the two of them when she's like getting ready for the dance, just so funny. Because SVU trying to write like domestic mother-daughter. And I was like, this is the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life. But also weirdly authentic. Like, I don't know. It was like, I was like, yeah, I've had this conversation, but also not like that. Like, the dialogue is so not what you'd say. But the conflict, like fighting over literally nothing, like makes total sense to me. So I just thought it was a very funny like dynamic at the beginning.
I was watching it and my thought was, oh, this is the daughter's at that age where she hates her mother. And I was like, I don't think that's how I'm supposed to be interpreting this, but that is how this is coming across.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a very funny, I was like, this is so like, I don't know. It feels so fake, but the sentiment is so real, you know?
Let's talk about this. The main Kaylee, I was like the sister, but that is the sister. Kaylee, who's a bike messenger for Langan's law office.
Okay, didn't know that was a thing. Love it.
I'm assuming it was a thing in 2005.
Yeah, it's like 2006,
2005. Yeah, also, I do like that we get to see Langan not being lawyery. It's stupid, but I liked it.
I agree.
And then the idea that she was selling her virginity to go to law school. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about virginity.
Have we had another storyline where someone sells their virginity? Or was that this episode? Because I remember, and maybe it wasn't SVU. Maybe it was some other show. I don't know which one it could have been, but I've definitely seen this before. And I'm like, was it this episode? Was it something else in SVU? Something else entirely? I don't know.
I mean, the concept of selling your virginity is a thing. And I do recall, I am going to assume that this episode was ripped from this headline and not that this came before. But I remember people were selling virginity on like eBay because it's a way to get money. But the concept of virginity is a social construct.
For sure.
And Valentine's whole idea of, first of all, let's talk about his wife theoretically having been a virgin. it just, the more you think about it, right? This woman is, I'm going to be nice. Let's say 40. He wants he believed that this 40-year-old woman who's writing him in jail was an actual virgin. Also, she doesn't know the difference between virginity and celibacy.
She doesn't. She thought the 2 years was going to be enough. It was not. Bummer.
But she's also never had sex with him.
Yeah. Hilarious reveal, honestly. The whole, like, last 2 minutes of this, I was like, what the actual hell is going on? Like, where, how did we get here, though? I'm like, huh? What is happening, though? A lot. A lot was happening.
I'm going to say something awful, as I do. So Ballantyne's whole thing was that he enjoyed reading faces, right? Like, that's why he was a psychic, and that's why he liked to have virgins. The things that he described that he enjoyed seeing in their faces are not specific to the first time, in that you could have those same range of emotions in the assault that he does on anyone. So really the problem with his wife was that she was willing.
Also, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Because, like, there's for sure ways to do that consensually. Because here's my favorite line of the whole episode, okay? Because I learned a new vocabulary word from it. Always just a soupçon of pain. Boy, do I have something for you. And that's called BDSM, babe. Like, if you want a soupçon is such a good word. Soupçon.
What is this word?
Soupçon is just like a little tiny bit. And I literally looked it up because it's spelled so weird. It's spelled S-O-U-P and then the C with the little, I think it's French.
It's French.
Yeah. With a little thing with the C, O-N. A very small quantity of something. And then the little sentence they give you on dictionary.com is a soupçon of mustard. I'm gonna start saying soupçon all the time, but I wrote it out phonetically because I wanted to pronounce it right, and so I spelled it S-O-U-P-S-A-U-N. But that's not how you spell it. You spell it like soup con, and it's my new favorite word.
Is it a cooking term? Is it like a
I don't know what it specifically is. I did see that there's a restaurant called Soupçon as well. So I feel like maybe that's probably how most people use it. Because it's like a French, it's called like a drop or a touch or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know why in my head it had to be a food. It had to be like cooking related. I feel like a dash or a dollop.
Probably because it has soup in it. Just like that. But it's such a good word, and I like literally just love that it taught me soupçon, because I'm about to say that. I'm about to sprinkle a soupçon here or there in my sentences of the word soupçon.
Isn't a sprinkle a soupçon?
That's what I said. I'm about to soupçon it in to my vocabulary.
Love it. Soupçon. Salt Bae is a soupçon user.
He's soupçoning the salt, for sure he is.
All right.
I was like just so delighted when he said that. I was like, whoa, what's that? And then I looked it up and now I'm like, I love that word. Such a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let me give some shout outs. This episode was directed by Aaron Lipstadt, written by Don DeNoon. We have a really fun appearance from Wong in this episode, which we'll get to Wong's stuff later. Our friend Ballantyne, again, was played by Martin Short. His wife was played by Mary Mara, who died in 2022, so just recently. The mom, Mrs. Sellers, doesn't even get a first name, is Marianne Hagen. And Chloe, the daughter, Taylor Spreitler, we said that earlier. Harlan Beaumont, also the connoisseur. Our connoisseur is played by David Deblinger. So funny. Also, Langan, played by Peter Herman. And of course, Sister Peg. This wraps up our Pegtober marathon.
Hashtag get pegged.
There you go. Peg, for those who don't know, is Charlaine Woodard. Jake, played by Luke Robertson. Jake sucked.
Jake? I don't know the names of people.
Jake was the boyfriend.
He did suck, yeah.
Jake who
did
who put in a year. Listen.
She wouldn't put out.
If you take nothing from this show, just take this. You are not entitled to anyone's body ever.
Yo, she wouldn't put out.
He wasted a year.
Wasted a year. She wouldn't put out.
You are not entitled.
She wrote on her diary that she then ripped up.
You're not entitled.
You're not.
Buying someone a drink does not entitle you to a blowjob. Dinner does not entitle you to sex. Dating someone does not entitle you to their body in any way.
So true. Bars.
Look at, what was her name? The wife.
Oh, Carlene.
Carlene. She married a guy. Didn't get sex. She's not entitled.
She's not.
You're not entitled. Fuck. All right. Sorry. I got very frustrated with that kid.
No, he sucked. He was the worst.
Let's do best lines, because I have literally dialogue.
Oh, I have so many. You can go first. I have like probably 15.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't have best lines. Well, I do. But I have interactions.
Okay.
The first one is Ballantyne, Stabler, and Cragen. So it's when Ballantyne says, I know what you're thinking. And Stabler says, of course you do, you're second. And then he says, you think I'm mentally ill. And Cragen says, he's good. Love it.
But here's the thing, like, just such a horrible, like, you can't be saying that shit. You can't be saying that shit. This reminded me so much of, like, last episode where Sara Ramirez's character was, like, obnoxious, for sure. But they were talking to her, like, yes. So horribly, and I'm like, you guys can't be saying this stuff to him. Like, that's not okay. You're like, it's funny, but it's not okay.
I have another one.
Yep.
And it's where Ballantyne says, my name is Sebastian Ballantyne. He goes, the Sebastian Ballantyne? He goes, oh, you've heard of me. No.
No. I had that one too.
Those interactions are just perfect. Like, that's Martin Short perfection right there. He's so good. And then the only other line that I actually wrote down was, girl was desperate to get into college. Maybe she was selling the only asset she had, because I thought that was so interesting. And it talks, you know, a lot of people go into sex work in different avenues. And I would say, especially now with camming and the launch of OnlyFans and the way the pandemic really fucked people over, in that sometimes you do what you have to do, and there's no shame in, you know, making decisions about your own body. And I thought it was a very interesting line, because it came from Finn, which felt like the right place for it to come from. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's my line. Hit me with yours.
Just from the beginning, like I said, the whole Chloe and her mom was just like so funny to me. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Chloe, calm down. I don't know. Like, just something about that was so funny to me. Very much a scream line. Kaylee can't come to the phone right now. She's tied up. Or Kaylee can't come to the phone. She's tied up right now. It was so ridiculous. Like, where are we? Like, are we in Scary Movie 6? Like, I don't know. I loved the trash guy a lot. I just compressed. If she was alive when she went in, she ain't no more.
Yep.
He's right. We should say it. Didn't see that coming. No, but I do see an anger management in someone's future. Me too.
Not wrong.
See that. Yeah. This was a sister pig interaction. Ember and Madam. No, I'm a nun. That was like so offensive, but she kept her cool. Can you find a room for our visiting clairvoyant? I'm just like so silly. You never left this building. Does astral projection count? He's gone to psychic university, transferred from clown college. The fact, like, the CD-ROM is sold over the internet, like, that's the most, like, 2005 sentence you could ever say in your life. Sorry, I had to write that down. back in your house, lady. There's nothing to see. That's when they're like kicking his door down.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she just wants to know everything's okay. This is how I know. This is how I remember her name is Charlene or Carlene, because this line is like so savage. Sebastian is too sharp to slip. Carlene is almost too dim to exist. So mean.
It's so true.
It is, but I was like, whoa, calm down. I was fired. This was another, a lot of these are exchanges, but this is, I think between Sebastian and Elliot, I wouldn't have had to rate virgins if she'd bid one. And Elliot just goes, what? So, like, the logic is so insane that,
hold on. Here's the thing about the logic, right? Virginity is a one-time thing.
Yeah. But he wouldn't have had to do it if she'd been one. Okay.
One time.
Yeah, one time. All right. Always just the soups on the pain. You know I love that one. And then finally, you stupid ditzy cow. What an insane thing to throw at someone. What an insane insult that is. You stupid ditzy cow. Like, I love network TV insults because you can't throw any curse words in. So we got stupid ditzy cow, and I love that.
Is that a t-shirt? Stupid, yeah, ditzy cow.
Stupid ditzy cow. And the way he delivers this with such vitriol is so good.
I'm telling you, this performance.
Yeah, it's great.
This is why we did this episode.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a fun episode. I was worried. I was like, the psychic thing. And then it went really off the rails in a completely other direction. I was like, okay, I'm here for it now.
Stupid. I'm so glad. I will accept that. If someone would let, if you would call me that, I would be like, yes.
This is like such a fun.
That's me. I'm a stupid Disney cow.
She's almost too dim to exist. Like, Carlene caught so many strays, like, for no, like, not for no reason.
She's for okay.
I, like, Carlene was just, like, getting badmouthed by everyone in the building, you know what I mean? Like, she had no allies.
She had Henry J. Carlene. Henry J's her ally.
Honestly, but if she'd have been a virgin, like, well, Carlene. The 2 years, they don't matter, babe. They don't.
Good ones. All right. Taylor, thank you for bringing in all the quotes.
Of course.
All the quotes. Really, I feel like we just rewatched the whole episode with your quotes.
And that's okay.
It's good. It's time for shower thoughts. Mm. For our friends who are listening in the shower, hello, hi, you're really clean and really dirty. Taylor, did you have some shower thoughts, or do I need to?
No, I can do it.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, do an instructional, okay?
Oh.
Take out your shampoo, open the cap, open your palm, squeeze the soups on, shampoo on.
You need, I think, more than a soup song.
Well, it depends on how good your shampoo is.
And how much hair you have.
That's so true. If it's a bald person, they probably don't even need a soup song. Close the cap to your shampoo, put it back on the shelf. Take out your conditioner. Open the cap, open your palm.
Wait. You forgot to scrub it in the hair.
Oh, I said scrub it in the hair. You weren't listening.
My bad.
Massage it in.
Rinse it out?
Pay attention. Well, you can put the conditioner. Oh my god! You could put it in. You could have it at the same time. It's not a big deal.
Can you?
Yes. What do you think's gonna happen? Your shower's gonna explode?
No. It just now. It sounds like it's a two-in-one, and you never want a two-in-one.
No. Don't do a two. If you have the two-in-one, like, please love yourself more and get two separate bottles. Okay. Whatever.
This is my shower thought.
Y'all mess up. Whoa, it's fine.
I'm so sorry. I'm interrupting now.
I know I'm over it. It's okay.
I just am now thinking about anyone who's in the shower with a two-in-one. Stop.
Actually, I have a question. What order do you, like, do all the things in the shower? And I mean that in the most PG way. Like, do you do hair stuff first, body stuff first, face stuff first?
Great question. I do... So I do hair stuff first.
Me too.
But I leave conditioner last.
Mm.
So sometimes if I'm pampering myself, I will do shampoo, body stuff, shave my legs, do face stuff, then conditioner at the very end.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. My order is shampoo, conditioner, body. If I'm shaving, I'll do that obviously with my body, face. And then, because I have really thick hair, like I'll always need a second tiny round of conditioner. So I'll do a little tiny bit of conditioner at the very end, just to kind of like do a little touch on it. I technically condition twice, but I use like a little tiny bit at the end.
So I was just, I just got a haircut. And when I was at the hairdresser, I asked about a leave-in conditioner that I have because I had never gotten it. And I said, how am I supposed to do that? Mm-hmm. So when I leave-in conditioner, apparently the correct thing is you towel dry, then put in leave-in conditioner when you brush. So it's completely outside of the shower. That's something I learned.
I don't yet, like, my little secret is that I don't really use hair product. Like, I do shampoo, conditioner. Like, I've never used dry shampoo. I don't understand how to work with dry shampoo.
Same.
I'll sometimes, like, very rarely I'll mousse, like, if I want my hair extra curly. But I almost never use products on my hair except for shampoo and conditioner.
I don't use products on my hair. If I'm getting my hair done for an event and they're curling it, then it is necessary that they use incredible amounts of hairspray because otherwise it'll just become straight. Alexa in the chat says, head to toe.
Hey, okay. Oh, I want. Yeah, interesting.
Those have been our shower thoughts.
Yeah. That was like a really unhinged shower thoughts, but that's okay.
That's fine. Taylor.
Yeah.
What did we learn?
Okay, so many things.
Okay.
Well, three, okay. Snoop's on. Know what that means now. Love it. Obviously, just like a little bit about facial cues and like the facial expressions. Just like a lot of information to take in from that whole second bit. And then the first, most common first names in 2005, John and Mary, which I can't imagine it is anymore.
That's so funny. Actually. So the names thing I knew because I remember at that time, the facial expression stuff I knew specifically because of the show Lie to Me, which I've recommended everyone go watch. And the cold reading stuff, if you want more about that, again, that was Leverage, the future job, check that out. The thing that I learned was Soup's On, and I learned that from you.
Soup's On.
Like Soup's On. The soup's on.
The soup is literally on and the knives are out.
Oof, nice.
Hey. Now I'm just looking at popular baby names.
Did you know that at some point the name Khaleesi was the most popular girl's name?
I can't imagine it's the most popular.
It was.
For like a day? Not a year.
It was the most popular of the year, not for a year.
I don't believe that, frankly. I'm going to need you to cite your source on that.
I remember when it was a thing.
The most popular right now, according to babycenter.com, is Olivia, which is very funny. And the boy is Noah, which is hilarious to me. The impact.
That feels wrong.
That's really funny. Like, I imagine Khaleesi went up by a lot, but I cannot imagine it was the most popular of any year.
So sorry. I apologize. Let me correct my statement.
Okay.
It entered the U.S. top 1,000 in 2014.
Okay. That's still kind of wild, considering that's, like, a very, like, you would not know who Khaleesi would be. Like, obviously, Game of Thrones impact and stuff, but.
Hold on. It is in regular use as of 2022. Thousands of names in the U.S. 2014. Yeah, 2014 is when it hit the... My apologies, it was not number one.
I was just like that. I feel like Olivia and Ava or like Sophia are the three. I find like baby name stats really interesting, weirdly. I don't know why. That's really fascinating. The fact that it's even in the top 1,000 is like really...
There was a really interesting, meme about how writers... will always have like it'll confuse the algorithm of Google because they'll have like baby names as something that they're looking up all the time because they're looking for names for characters.
100%. I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which reminds me, in this episode, there was, what was it? Linkit, a more sophisticated Google.
Oh, I loved Linkit too.
There's
LinkedIn created. Was it before or after LinkedIn that this episode
came? Great question. LinkedIn is 2002.
Okay. So they probably did.
The question is, the fuck is a more sophisticated Google?
Right.
Do you mean like a more niche Google? Because that I believe. Right. And that makes sense where it like, because he was saying that it has all the like public records and all that shit. But I was like, better than Google?
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
We had two websites this episode. One was Linkit, and then the other one was biddingroom.com.
Incredible. Straight to the point. Thank you. No question in mind what that is, you know?
I disagree. All right. Well, any other thoughts on this episode?
What a ride. Hmm? What a time.
I am really glad we got to talk about this episode. I've been wanting to talk about it for a long time, and I'm very happy we did. It worked very well in our Pegtober marathon. Speaking of marathons, next up when we return in November, are those the dates we said?
Uh-huh, I think so.
I know I wrote it somewhere. Anyway, when we return with new episodes, we are doing a Wongathon, and it is hashtag show me your Wong.
Show me your Wong. I couldn't remember. I was like, well, Wong? I don't know if it's well, Wong.
It's show me your Wong, spelled H-U-A-N-G.
Yeah. Show me your Wong.
Show me your Wong. We are asking anyone who is listening or watching to suggest favorite Wong episodes. And we will take them into consideration and make decisions. You have until October 15th, I think you said.
Yep.
Unless I said November 15th.
I think you said October.
All right. That sounds right. Either way, if you have ideas for Wong episodes you want us to cover, let us know. You can use the hashtag show me your Wong, or you could just let us know. In the comments,
use the hashtag though.
Fine, you don't have to though. In the comments here on YouTube is great. If you're listening to us on iTunes, rate and review, leave it in there, or you can message us directly on social media platforms. Taylor, which platforms are you on still?
I'm on Twitter. Sorry, @Elf_Anne. I'm also on Instagram @Taylor_Gates_.
I am only on Instagram these days @YellTeagle. That's YaelTyGiel. Of course, if you want more of me, check out the official Leverage Redemption After Show, After the Arc, and Paradise Found, the official Almost Paradise After Show, all on Electric now. Although I do hear that they're available via podcast version as well. So there's that. I think that's everything. Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, Alexa and Strong Girl Army, who are live in the chat with us. And if you're watching this later, we miss you live. Join us live sometime, Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. But we're taking some time off, and we'll be back in a bit. Bye, everybody. Yeah, do the hearts.